Good morning, Ritima Chayotim, Klaus Samach Gimel, and we learned Siman Yud Aleph, talking about the halachas of the bracha while visiting Kvorim. We're talking about the minhagim of visiting Kvorim. So we want to talk about the halachas of washing one's hands. So a person who visits amongst the Ben HaMesim, a person walks Ben HaMesim, a person touches a mace, a person is malava a mace, the halachas, he has to wash his hands, or to remove the ruach ra, which comes from that process. So it's not a netilah for nekiyas, it's netilah for ruach ra. The Magen Rambam's opinion is that one does not need to wash three times. Washing each hand once is sufficient. But Eliyahu Rabbah brings from other svarim that the person should wash three times, which is the minig. Preferably, this netilah should be similar to the netilah which a person does for tisudayim for suda. With all of the chumras, it should be it should have a kli, it should have kach gavra, the kli should be a sholem, etc. Now, it's not ma'akev if a person doesn't have a kli, a person doesn't have kach gavra. Just washing one's hands simply would be sufficient, b'diavad. But whenever it's possible, a person should be machmer in that regards. A person should wash to the wrist. That the person should wash, when a person is washing outside, the minhag is to wash on the ground, not into a kli, and let the water absorb, or let the water run away. You take the kli with your right hand and then you pass it to your left hand, like when a person is washing one's hands. You should not have somebody pour the water on your hands if that person has not washed themselves. The person should try and wash as early as possible in the process, not leave the tumah on his hands. The minhag is not to dry one's hands after washing. However, there's some opinions which say that a person could, and therefore in the winter when that's difficult, people rely on that opinion. Preferably the person should, because it's inyan of ruach raw, a person should try and not bring it in his, go into a house without washing his hands. Now, there's no clear source for why that's so, but that is the minhag. And the Pesukim say in regards to that, the concept of minhag abaseinu is tarehi. We should try and be makban on that. Interestingly enough, that the Meikra minhag is said in regards to visiting the Beis HaKvoros. When a person is being malava, a mace, it's not clear that this minhag applies, but the minhag olam nowadays is to be makban on that as well. The halacha that a person has to be washing one's hands when they're being malava, a mace, only applies if a person is within dalet amos of the mace at some point in the levaya process, or a person is together with the mace in the oil. But if the levaya is taking place outside, a person was not inside with the mace, even though he's accompanying, walking along with the mace, but he's many amos away from the mace, there's really no din that he has to wash. I think many people know he can wash anyway, but this issue of trying to be makbid and not entering into a home or a building before one washes would not really be relevant, since the halacha of washing only applies when the person within dalet amos. One last point in regards to the bracha of when we visit the Kvorim. So the bracha of the Gemara ends with Mechayim Mesim. There is a minute to add the paragraph of a Togibor L'Olam Hashem all the way to V'nem HaNatol HaAchiyos Mesim. The Siddurma does not bring down that one adds Mashi Baruch HaMored HaGoshem or Mored HaTol. It's brought down with missing either of those phrases. There are some who suggest that a person should say Mered Atol, and that will be true whether it's winter or summer, because it's being Meram is not only to the Tal of the, which comes every day to the world, it's referring to the Hashem will do tchias amesim. The Chazal say with something called tal shel tchia. So a person would say merida tal in the paragraph about Tal Gibor. I want to mention one more point. I saw in a sefer, and I have not been able to verify its source, a modern, contemporary sefer, that I'm not sure where he gets this from. The same person comes to Beis HaKoros and does not know the nusach of the bracha. So this person suggests a person could say the paragraph of Atal Gibor, and with the chesim of Atal Gibor, and biyotze his chiyuv of saying this bracha of Asher Yatzar Eschem Adin. I'm mentioning it. I do not have any source to where that came from, whether it's reliable or not. The Sefer obviously has some source for it, and I'm not familiar with that, what that is, but it's something to look into for further clarification. Have a good day.